Sufyan ibn Uyayna, rahimahullahu ta'ala, from the great scholars of hadith. He died in the year 198. He died in the year 198, rahimahullahu ta'ala. He said, أَعْظَمُ نِعْمَةٍ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ بِهَا عَلَى إِبَادِهِ أَنْ عَرَّفَهُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ أَعْظَمُ نِعْمَةٍ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ بِهَا عَلَى إِبَادِهِ أَنْ عَرَّفَهُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ The greatest blessing, the greatest favor, the greatest favor that Allah has bestowed upon His slaves is that He has taught them La ilaha illallah. That He has taught them La ilaha illallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach us La ilaha illallah. The proper and the good meaning. So Islam is a complete religion. And by the completion of Islam, the bounty and favor of Allah was perfected. So therefore likewise, al-Islam is a perfect blessing with no evil or deficiency or weakness or anything bad in it whatsoever. And also in this verse as well, Allah, He mentioned, وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ And I'm pleased with al-Islam for you as a deen, as a religion and way of life. So from the virtue of al-Islam is that Allah is pleased with it. Is that it's a religion that is pleasing to Allah. And Allah is pleased with us whenever we establish it. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with the companions. Whenever we mention the companions, any one of them, what do we say? رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ Why do we say that? Why do we say that? Because Allah, He said that. لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَاعِيُنَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ And likewise Allah, He says, السَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ Allah is pleased with them. Allah is pleased with them. So it's the companions that Allah is pleased with. And this has a great relationship to this verse and to the virtue of al-Islam. Because this verse here, أَلْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ This verse here was revealed in the end of the life of the Prophet. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Hajjatul Wada' on the day of Jumu'ah, on the day of Arafah. The people of Nar, as they mentioned, approximately 80 days before the death of the Prophet Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have to imagine this. You have to imagine this. The Prophet Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he spent 13 years in Mecca striving to establish La ilaha illallah. Striving to establish the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling the people, meeting great hardship and difficulty and persecution, death and loss of loved ones and wealth and property and the likes until he fled for his life. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hiding in a cave. Hiding in a cave until he made it to Medina. It didn't stop. They continued to fight him and fight him. And he continued to strive to establish the deen of Allah azza wa jal, establishing the sacred rites little by little by little by little all the way until now in Hajjatul Wada' on the day of Jumu'ah, on the day of Arafah. After this 23 years of striving in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah, He revealed, أَلْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ On this day, I have completed for you your religion. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي And I have perfected my favor upon you. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا And I am pleased with that Islam as a deen and way of life. So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is being informed now that Allah has completed the religion. And the religion was completed at the conveyance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and at the application of his companions. You understand that? The religion was completed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the conveyance and the hard work and effort and diligence of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He conveyed the message. He conveyed the message until Allah, He says, the religion is complete. And not only did He convey the message, but those who believed in Him and followed Him, His noble companions, radiallahu anhum, they followed that message and established it in that time until the religion was complete. Until the religion was complete. So what is the complete religion? The religion of the Sahaba, radiallahu anhum, because it was at their application that the religion was complete. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he received the revelation. And he conveyed the message to them diligently and gave sincere advice. And he did not leave off anything whatsoever or conceal or hide anything. Rather, he conveyed the message truthfully and sincerely to his companions. And they, by the grace of Allah, accepted that wholeheartedly and applied it in their life. Until Allah, He said, أَلْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا For this reason, Al-Imam Malik, rahimahullahu ta'ala, Imam Dar al-Hijra, Malik ibn Anas, he died in year 179. Rahmatullahi alayhi, he said, Man ra'a anna fi dinillahi bid'atun hasana faqad za'ama anna Muhammadan khana risala. Whoever claims or believes that in the deen of Islam there's a bid'ah hasana, a good innovation, then he's claiming that Muhammad betrayed the message. لأن الله يقول اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. فما لم يكن يومئذ دينا لا يكون اليوم دينا. This statement right here from Imam Malik rahimahullah is of the utmost benefit. So whatever was not deen on that day, it will never be deen today. This is very simple to understand. Whatever was not deen on that day, it will not be deen today. Did they celebrate the birthday of the Prophet on that day? Then it's not deen today. That's not from deen today. Anything, any other aspect of worship, if it was not deen on that day, whenever Allah completed the religion at the conveyance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the application of his companions, radiallahu anhum, it would not be deen today. So everything that's contrary to what they were upon is contrary to al-Islam. And it's not included in al-Islam. And rather what is intended here to understand clearly is it's rejected. It's rejected. Allah, He says, likewise, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرُ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا. And whoever seeks other than al-Islam as a way of life. The next verse. The next verse the author meant, وَقَوْلِهِ وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرُ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا. And whoever seeks other than Islam as a way of life. Any other than what they were upon on that day. Whoever seeks other than Islam. فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. It will never be accepted from him. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And he'll be a loser in the hereafter. Anything that is not from Islam, it's not accepted. This is from the virtue about Islam. Al-Islam is accepted. Al-Islam, deenun maqbool. Deenun maradiyun maqboolun inda Allahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the virtue of Al-Islam is that it's a deen, a religion, a way of life that's pleasing to Allah, and Allah, He would accept it from you. As for the other religions that's contrary to Al-Islam, Allah does not accept it from you. The evidence, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرُ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقَبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And whoever seeks other than al-Islam as a way of life, then it will never be accepted from him. Was the birthday, celebrating the birthday of the Prophet, deen on that day? It was not deen on that day. Would it be accepted from them? No, it would not be accepted from them. Because whoever seeks other than Islam as a deen, فَلَنْ يُقَبَلَ مِنْهُ. It will never be accepted from him. Wallahi, the religion of Allah is very easy to follow. This is from the beauty of al-Islam. From the beauty of al-Islam, مِنْ مَحَاسِنِ الدِّينَ أَنَهُ دِينٌ يُسْرٌ. Deen al-Yusr, Wasah, is Sahula, it's easy. The creed is easy. You only worship the Creator. You don't worship nobody else. You only worship the Creator. You don't worship nobody else. It's easy. It's not hard. It's not complicated. It's not complicated. It's very easy. What was not deen on that day? It's not deen today. Whoever seeks a way other than what they were upon on that day, it'll never be accepted from them. So stop searching for another way. Suffice with the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions, and you'll be happy. And all those problems will go away. And all those doubts will go away. And all the worry and grief will go away. It lies in establishing the religion. Al-quwa fi al-deen. Al-quwa. Wal izza fi al-deen. Whoever wants izza, he wants might. فَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ izza jamia. Then might is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to have might, you want to have honor, you want to have respect, you want to have goodness, happiness, joy in this life, then you learn the deen of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you leave your customs and cultures and your ways that are contrary. And you will have might, and you will have honor, and you will have respect. You will have happiness, and you have joy. And so long as a person prefers something from his customs and whims, and contradiction to al-Islam, then his blessing, the blessing in his right, will not be complete. He will continue to have problems until he meets his Lord. Wal-iyadhu billah. We understand this? This is very important. The true Islam, the pure Islam, is the Islam that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with. The Islam that he taught his companions. Radiallahu anhum, that which they were upon, radiallahu anhum, on that day. Anything that's contrary after that is not from Islam. It can't be from Islam. How could it be from Islam and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died and passed and the revelation had ceased? How could it be from Islam and Abu Bakr and Umar, Uthman and Ali did not know about it, radiallahu anhum? Is it possible? It's not possible. This is common sense. Common sense. It's very clear. Alhamdulillah. But the devil, he has played games with the believers, and the enemies of al-Islam have planted doubts in the ranks by introducing, by hypocrites and the likes like this, zanadiqa, and encouraging misguidance and deviation, until the point that many of the Muslims have turned away from the al-urwa al-wuthqa in entirety and began calling on others besides Allah Azza wa Jalla, and devoting themselves to others besides Allah Azza wa Jalla, and crying out of fear and hope to others besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So learn the religion, inshallah, you will benefit. Whoever seeks other than al-Islam as a religion, a way of life, it will never be accepted from him. And in the hereafter, he will be from the losers. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the ninth year, the year before what we were just discussing, the revelation of this verse, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to make hajj with the believers. to make Hajj with the believers, and also a number of companions they went from them, Abu Hurairah, and also Ali, he came later, radiallahu anhum, and Abu Hurairah and Ali, radiallahu anhum, they were ordered to proclaim. They were ordered to proclaim in this Hajj, بعد عامنا هذا لا يطوف بالبيت مشرك ولا عريان. No pagan will make tawaf around the house, nor anyone who is naked after this time. And then they would proclaim likewise, ولا يدخل الجنة إلا نفس مسلمة. ولا يدخل الجنة إلا نفس مسلمة. And no one will enter paradise except for a Muslim soul. Except for a Muslim soul. The only people who enter paradise are Muslims. The true followers of the prophets and messengers. A Muslim soul. So the Muslims, they're all promised paradise. Those who die upon Islam. But the way that they enter are not the same. The way that they enter are not the same. Some Muslims, when we ask Allah from His grace and His mercy, they enter Jannah with no reckoning and no punishment. Nothing but honor. Nothing but honor. And the hereafter, in this life they die in honor. In this life they die in honor. The angels come to them and honor them. Salamun alaykum tibatum. Fadukhuluha khalidin. The angels, they come to them giving salam. The angels, they come to them honoring them and respecting them. In the hereafter, in the grave, they have nothing but honor. And in the hereafter, they have nothing but honor. They have nothing but honor and goodness in their life. And in the hereafter, because of their Islam. Because of their Islam. تمسكوا بالعروة الوثقى. فأكرموا غاية الإكرام. For this reason, Shaykh al-Islam, what did he say, rahimahullah? أعظم الكرامة لزوم الاستقامة. The greatest honor from Allah Azza wa Jal is to continuously hold fast to the obedience of Allah, to be upright and steadfast day in and day out until you die. Until you die. The greatest blessing after this blessing about Islam is to live upon Islam and to live in a manner that whenever the angels of death come for your soul, they give you salam and your Lord is pleased with you. This is the greatest honor. That you will live in this life until the moment that you die in a manner your Lord is pleased with you. The greatest disgrace, the greatest failure, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ, that a person will live in this life in the manner that he's living, whenever he dies, the angels of death come to him and his Lord is angry with him. This is failure. This is failure. Some people think success is to kick a ball into a net, or to shoot a ball into a hoop, or to get a big bank check, a big bank account, have a big paycheck, to have a big car. This is success for some people. That true success is, as I mentioned, that whenever you die in a manner that your Lord is pleased with you. And you go to the pleasure of Allah. And you go to the mercy and the pleasure of Allah. And the greatest failure is not to go bankrupt. It's not to lose a job. The greatest failure is that one, he would die and Allah is angry with him and not pleased. And Allah is angry with him and not pleased. The most important thing, Ra'su al-Amr al-Islam. رأسو الأمر الإسلام لا يدخل الجنة إلا نفس المسلمة. So some Muslims, they're going to enter with no reckoning, with no punishment, nothing but honor. Others, because of a deficiency in their Islam, they're going to be taken to account for their sins and they're going to be punished in the hellfire, a punishment of purification, if Allah did not choose to forgive them and show mercy and pardon them. And this is the reality. And we should not be like the Jews who are blameworthy and blamed in many places in the Book of Allah. And from that which they're blamed for is their statement, وَلَنْ تَمَسَّنَ النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودًا. And then the fire is only going to touch us a number of days. So therefore they live following their desires and their whims and showing preference to this worldly life and selling the ayat of Allah and turning their back upon the commandments. And this is what led them to the anger of Allah. فَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَعَنَهُمْ وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمْ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ وَعَبَدَ الطَّاغُوتَ. This is their outcome from having beliefs like this, doubts and misconceptions and their creed like this. The fire will only going to touch us for a few days. So we will not say that. We will not say that. We will strive to establish our religion, establishing the commandments and prohibitions, and establishing the deen in our life, in public and in private, and hope for the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And hope for the mercy and the pardon and the forgiveness of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala.